1A. Listen to the following story about biologist and wolf researcher Vladimir Bologov, known as Russia's Wolf Man. Take notes and answer the following questions.
The Wolf Man of Russia. Wolves in Russia are not protected by law. Across the country, wolf hunting is still a popular tradition. And even a cursory search on the internet will reveal a list of companies willing to take hunting parties out into the forests. Since the government pays a bounty for each wolf killed, there is an added incentive to track down these elusive animals. Under such circumstances, anyone standing up for the rights of wolves faces an uphill struggle. Enter biologist and wolf researcher Vladimir Bologov, a tireless advocate for the protection of wolves. He has been studying their behavior for more than 30 years in the region of Tver, about 450 kilometers northwest of Moscow. And he is using the knowledge he has gained to educate others both at home and abroad. A key aspect of his work is instructing livestock owners on how to protect their animals from the wolves. Wolves are naturally wary creatures, so cutting down trees close to livestock enclosures is an effective way to discourage them. Without the benefit of tree cover, they are less inclined to approach. Even simple methods, such as putting up brightly colored balloons along a fence, have been shown to work. Bologov also recommends keeping dogs inside at night. Chaining them outside does not keep wolves at bay. On the contrary, it makes the poor dog an easy meal for wolves. Bologov has traveled across Europe, running informal seminars for those interested in learning more about wolves. At home, on his research station, he hosts scientists and students from all over the world who want to observe his work and to enjoy the unspoiled Russian wilderness. Although he rescues orphaned wolf cubs whose mothers have been killed, Bologov's long-term aim is to dramatically limit the number of wolves that are hunted. This means abolishing the bounty system and winning legal protection for wolves in Russia. It's an uphill struggle, but he is passionate about his work and believes that wolves are well worth the trouble.